Sign, can I help you?
Hi, Cameron.
Yes.
Hey, it's Aubrey from Local Splash.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah. Hey, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hopefully your day is going fantastic today.
Yeah, well, it's halfway over, kind of.
I'm in a similar boat. I'm just ticking down the clock to my vacation.
Yeah, I know. Where are you going to go?
We're headed to Hawaii. I know that's a little cliche, but I've never been.
Nice.
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah, I've never been there either, but I heard it's really nice. My wife has been there, but I haven't. So, awesome. That's a good thing. So, the owners are coming in soon. They're out on the meetings. And I talked to them. They're a bit skeptic about the process, because they've been burned like so many times.
Right. Yeah, we hear that a lot. That's why we're here to help.
Yeah, and they made promises and nothing delivers and they're just out of pocket. So they're like, oh no, not another one. But I told them about your company. I told them about your rating and your Google standing, all that. And I told them that, you know, like they need to SEO for the local area. So it's organic kind of a growth instead of spending money on AdWords, because we had an issue whereby our AdWords stopped working for some reason.
What?
So that was crazy. So suddenly, like there's no phone calls, no nothing. But like, what the hell is going on? So then I went in and I looked at the graphs, and it just like completely down to zero. So we had to go and call Google AdWords people, and they came in and they say, click this, click the whatever. Like they work with me, and now like it kind of picked up again. So I tell them, look, and that's an issue there, because SEO is organic. So based on my conversation with you, if we stop AdWords, our business stops. But if we do SEO, it builds over time. So we don't need AdWords for local area. AdWords is for outside our local area, based on my discussion with you.
Exactly.
Am I correct or am I wrong?
No, that's correct.
Right. So they're thinking about that. So I think they're going to go to do the SEO and then maybe tone down. Well, we're going to keep, I was suggesting to them, let's do the SEO and the AdWords at the same time, because the SEO takes some time until it's organic. In the meantime, the AdWords run. And when people are looking the area for mentors, like, will come up, right?
Exactly.
Am I learning this all that right? Like, that's the idea. So I tell them, we still have to keep going the AdWords for a while, and then we can tone it down if we're only interested in the local market. If you want to go, like, to New York, then that's when AdWords come in handy. And we should concentrate, like, AdWords outside the 200 miles radius.
Precisely.
Okay, so I did the selling for you. Okay.
Perfect, perfect.
Are you guys hiring?
If you'd like to go ahead and fill an application, I won't stop you.
I'm a quick learner. So anything I said was wrong, or correct me, or because then. Kind of, I'm on the line here. If I'm overselling it to them, so I don't know. Am I correct?
Oh yeah, yep. So far, everything you've reiterated here is absolutely spot on.
Okay, and so then you guys can deliver with, right?
Absolutely.
Don't let me down, Aubrey.
I certainly will not.
Okay. So then they'll come back this afternoon, probably around 3 o'clock. So then I'll have a final talk to them, and hopefully we can go forward with you guys. So then that, let me see, Aubrey. Let me look at the proposal you sent me. Okay. So Google Business Profile. So can you just go over those things again? with your order is the Google Business Profile. You're going to update that. Bing, is Bing really important? Like, do people go on Bing even?
Well, surprisingly, a lot of people do go to Bing. So Yahoo used to be the second biggest search engine out there under Google, and Bing just kind of took over. It's basically the Microsoft equivalent of Google.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, so because I rarely go on Bing, it's always Google, but okay. So the SEO content creation, so that's not, is that the SEO content? Like, are you SEOing my content or are you SEOing my website or our website?
So we link the website to your Google profile, and then we create the content for both your Google and your Bing, right? So that's the pictures we put up there. That's the reviews we transfer over, the website, the address, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. And then you have client support, Facebook meta advertising. Okay, so what's that?
So that's because the Facebook ad. No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
That's the Facebook ad retargeting. So that's the keywords that we use for targeting your audience so you can reach more people, right? So that's if they even so much as talk about needing, you know, fireplace, if they say mantle, if they say stone, this is the things that will start popping up on their Facebook ads. So then when they see that, naturally they'll go to Google to look it up, and boom, that's where they'll find us.
Do we have to pay for
so those come in, yeah, those come included in the package. Mm-hmm. So that comes included in all of our packages.
So based, I don't know what you have access. I'm just curious because I didn't think like people in Facebook look for fireplaces.
Definitely.
Can you tell me? Is there a way like you can tell me there's like this many search like yesterday or a month? I don't like for fireplace mantles. Can you just give me an idea so I can tell the owners? Because they kind of ask me, like Facebook, like who goes to look for mantles on Facebook?
Yeah, so it comes down to, you know, the people that call you. A lot of the times they'll tell you how they saw your business, and many of the times it'll be because they were talking about needing certain things for a fireplace, and then suddenly they're seeing a Facebook ad pop up for it. So they're like, oh, okay, I was just talking about this. Well, let me go on over to Google. They type it in there, and they see your company there. So that's how that works. Yeah, that's how it kind of funnels people over. So nobody's clicking on Facebook ads to go and get things done. They always go back to Google to look for what they saw on Facebook, and then that's how that drives to your business.
Is there a way for you to tell me, like, how many people talked about fireplace mantles, for instance? Like, is there a, I guess, like, Google ads, it tells you, like, how many searches were for the keyword fireplace. Is there such thing that we can do on Facebook and search how many keywords, I guess, people use for fireplaces or mantles?
So you'll be able to see that with your tracking system, your reporting system that we provide for you, because that's what tells you, you know, where the location of the search was done, keywords you're listed for, and then, of course, the clicks you're receiving, and then the people who call, the new clients who call in. You'll be able to track all of that. So while I can't give you those numbers, you'll be able to see those numbers in your account dashboard.
I see. Okay. Then review monitoring, optimized landing page. So that's the optimized landing page on my fireplace mantle site.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then call conversion tracking. So how do you do that? Do you put a new number in and then you track that?
So that's just so you can see your call conversions, right? So it allows you to keep track of, like, revenue coming in pretty much. So people who call in, you'll be able to call and track the conversion of those calls.
So,
right?
What
so it comes down to your analytics.
Like my office number, or they call a new number that is linked to my number? Because some people that have had a
Yeah, so they'll call the number that we have placed on your Google profile. So if that's the 727-230-6956, for example, that's the one that they'll be calling. So that's the one that'll be tracked for your conversion. Mm-hmm.
Because I remember doing something with another company, and they said, look, we're going to create a new number for you. I think it was a print advertising from company. So, like, they didn't put our company number in there. They put a number that, I guess, forwarded to our office number, and that's how they kind of tracked the conversions.
Gotcha. So if you wanted to have a voice over internet protocol, so a VOIP, we can place that for you. That just comes down to the discretion of if you want them to call directly to the business phone or if you want us to make a voice over IP for you.
Well, I have two lines, right? Which I already have a voice over internet, which is a New York number.
Okay. So we'd be able to link that number. So if, let's say if you wanted to use the New York voice over IP number, we would link that to the account for you instead, so that when they call that number, it gets sent to the business number. You know how that works. So it would work that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's for us is tracking. Okay, this is coming from like Google or from. It's not. Yeah. Well, I mean,
correct.
It doesn't really matter because whatever call we get is from. It doesn't say like it's from Facebook. Oh, it could say. Can I have a different number on the Google site and another number on the Facebook site so we can see like which one comes from Facebook and which one comes from Google? Can we do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No. So like the Facebook would be a New York number, so we know that's from Facebook kind of thing. But,
correct.
But mm-hmm. with Facebook, you said they can't click on it. Our advertising comes, like our name comes up and they click on it and they go to Google, right?
Yeah, that's just how people's minds work, right? A lot of people, when they see something, like usually when they see ads, even myself, when I see ads pop up on my Facebook, I don't click on the ad that's on the Facebook. I go over to Google and I type that place in, right? So if I wanted to order something, I just go order it from their direct website when I type it into Google. So that's how the mentality works for people.
Because they feel that like it's safer or whatever.
Right. Yep.
Yeah,
so if
okay,
they want to click on the business page, they can call the number that's on the business page, but generally people are just going to go to Google because they want, you know, to see the legitimacy website and things like that.
Okay, so I'll mention this to the owners and see which one they want to go. Okay, and then lead generation. What's the lead generation?
So generating leads is what we do. So that's what comes from the exposure, right? Generating leads, people calling the phone, getting a job, you know, situated and done for them. So that's what we do here, right? We want to be able to generate leads for you, but we're not selling leads. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Advanced reporting review. Okay. Now, if we want to do the... I told you there's like a fireplace mantle website and then there's the cladding website.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. if we want to do both of them, how would that work?
So like, we can link both of them. Yeah, we can link both of them to your business profile. You're talking about the stone architectural and the fireplace mantle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can link them, both to that Google profile, but we're generally looking to have people only clicking on the one. So
it doesn't dilute them.
Right.
Well, we want to SEO our cladding business so it grows organically because it's not growing organically throughout the whole country. Right? But
yes,
SEO,
sir.
Is there like different kind of SEOs, like one is local and the other one is around the whole country?
Well, no. So search engine optimization, while we do want to make sure that you're getting more views in the local area, that's when, so when you have things like AdWords running, Google Ads, your SEO is still working that, right? So anytime somebody in, New York sees your company in Florida, they'll still be drawn to your Google business profile page. Right? So they'll be able to, your SEO is still working in that front because they're going to go ahead and type that in. You're going to pop up. They're going to click on your site, make a phone call, et cetera, et cetera.
That's the thing. So is there a way to create two Google profiles?
You can create two, but they would be two separate SEOs, right? Because we can only work with one SEO profile at a time. So if you had one business working one SEO, we'd have to create a separate account for your other one, and then we can place that. Because those would be two different, SEOs. Yeah.
Thing we should do, like two different profiles, so two different 249s, basically, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we need to do. Okay, but I'm going to suggest to them, let's just do the fireplace mantle because that's the primary focus right now. And then we see how that works.
And then if that works fine, then we move on to the second website. Okay. All right. Got it. Very good. So when they come around 3 o'clock, then I guess we can talk on 4.
Okay. Perfect. So do you want me to reach out around 3:15, 3 o'clock?
Reach out around 4 o'clock. That would be best.
Around 4? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and set that time here for you really quick. Perfect. All right. So I do have you set there. I'll go ahead and reach out to you guys around 4 p.m., okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, Aubrey.
Excellent. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Talk to you. Bye.